Online Podcast 199. Hello, Biru.
Hello, hello.
I just drank. How are you? How are you? Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. Let me do a little bit of introduction in case this is the first time you're listening to this. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese, very interestingly. What that means is I'm ethnically Chinese. My grandparents immigrated from China to Malaysia, and that makes makes them the first generation immigrants from China to Malaysia, usually for job opportunity, as I was told. And then of course, my dad was born, my mom was born, and then they met, and so they were the first generation. I'm the second generation Malaysian-born Chinese. And of course, interestingly, I now live in the United States. So that is a short introduction of what my history was. I came to the United States for school, some of you may know, and I ended up staying here and enjoying my life here. And the reason why I want to say that is because I realized that most of my shows, I just, you know, started talking and go into my hoo-ha, talking about hoo-ha. I was chatting with Rebecca Nay, and she's doing good. She's going to dilators. What do you call those dilators thing that you stick it up her vagina to dilate her vagina, a brand new vagina, Walmart price, but Macy's quality pussy. Let's hope. And so hopefully we'll be able to get to hear her own recordings about her experience. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go back to the last few episodes when I talked to, not Madge, when I talked to Rebecca Nay about her surgery, gender reassignment surgery, and it's show number 192 and also 193, I believe, that you get to hear about Rebecca Nay talking about her surgery. And she's doing great. Oh my gosh, how many loops and cycles do I need to go before I get to my real topic? I'm Oprah! all that I'm mentioning are related. I just cannot put them all together. I'm very tired. Do you know why I'm tired? I'm tired because I am, I work retail, part-time retail, but because of the time of year, December, as you would know, it's the shopping season. So many people are going out there to shop. And so I'm working very long hours for me as a part-timer. Today I work 8 hours. Tomorrow I'll be working about another 6 hours, I believe. And I've been working almost every single night during the week also. Plus, I have a regular daytime job. So I've been tired. So that's why my voice is a little low. Hopefully you'll like it. And, there are a few things that I would like to talk about today. Just a reminder. I think, you know, life, sometimes we have this interesting lessons that is, showered upon us. This tiny little lessons that we picked up from life, either from another person or a simple, stupid, silly life situation. And one of the things is my keyboard, my computer keyboard was having issues, having some problem on my laptop. And so I, interestingly, the letter I is missing. I cannot type the letter I. I can type the lowercase I. If I massage it a little bit, I can type the lowercase I. I cannot type uppercase I. Now, I've learned typing before, and so for those of you who know typing, you would hold down the shift key on your left hand in order to type the letter I, because that's what you do. You hold down the shift key on the opposing hand, on the other side the other finger. Well, really, it's the other hand, the pinky of the other hand. And so you would hold down the left shift key on the left, and then you would click on the I on the right-hand side with your middle finger. So, I've learned proper typing and all that. And I couldn't do that. I could not do a left shift and click on I to get an uppercase I. And, of course, I wasn't thinking much about it, but until I stopped down and think of stuff that's going on around me. And that's interesting because, which means I cannot type I. So it's not, everything is not about I. Everything is not all about me. It's the message that I got from it. And the reason why I thought of that was because I've already started thinking about it. I was listening to Adam from This Boy Elroy, and he was talking about podcast fatigue is what I called it. He was talking about this malaise of about podcasting, and Archer Radio talked about it, and several people were talking about it. And I obviously wasn't feeling that. I'm just physically tired because I've been working so much. But what I was, what was interesting that came up with in his podcast was that he talked about, thinking about maybe. Don't know what to talk about, and it's like a circle jerk. Well, it sort of is, and I see that point, and I agree, because there in the podcast community, and this is a tiny baby infant technology and infant stage of podcasting, even though it's 2 years, but it's still tiny, it's still baby. And right now, I think we're slowly getting more people coming into listening to podcasting, but those people who were in the podcasting, podosphere, so whatever you call it, will already have been very much involved. They either are usually they are active listeners as well as content providers, which is, people who produces or putting out content, me being one. And I've been out for quite a while. In terms of podcasting, I've been out for quite a while because I started podcasting about 2 years, a little bit over 2 years ago. And I think I just celebrated my 2 years anniversary for the last few shows. And so it happened to me once in the summer of last year. I was really contemplating quitting. I wasn't sure what I'm doing anymore. I spend too much time on it, that's for sure. And at the same time, I'm trying to do it without interfering with my other schedules. And you know me, I have 7 jobs. It's really hard not to. So I was really working too hard. I had tons of interviews on my program, on my show. And that is becoming too tiring. And sometimes I don't know what to say. And of course, I took a walk. I haven't posted this yet. I think that's right around the time that that I got real. I mean, not that I'm not real, and I'm going to be talking about this too. I'll come back to the point about Adam. Oh gosh, this show is going to be long. So I actually took a walk. I haven't posted the shows yet. I will eventually when I find the right moment to do it. I didn't want to post the show because it was me thinking out loud. I was really talking to the audience, the listeners, but at that time, I know it was not the right time to post it. But I was being real at that time because I was feeling tired. I was feeling kind of I want to say disappointed in many things. And I go through this thing, and I'll talk about this also. Gosh, if I can remember all this. I don't like to make notes. In fact, I was telling Adam from This Boy Elroy, which I'll come back again. that I don't typically want to write an outline because for me, it doesn't work for me. For other people, I'm sure it works great, but for me, it restricts my thought. And my thought process, my thinking process, it kind of restricts it. And I just usually only have like two sentences to say about one point. So I try not to, and I try to put it in my head. There's good and there's bad. Probably more bad than good, but you know what I mean. Blah, blah, blah. So going back to this boy, Elroy, he was saying, what was he saying? Gosh, now I don't remember. He mentioned something that was like, you know, striking a chord for me. It's like, bung. He said something about, I don't remember now. Adam, if you remember what I was talking to Adam online, and I told him, maybe I should pull up the history of the chat. Where's my computer? Okay, I'm going to go there. Hang on. Hey, gosh, this is what happens when you're too tired, you know? I was chatting with Adam and what I was talking about something and I was telling him that, you know, that really start get me thinking. And that's when I realized that, you know, the program, the show that I'm doing has been evolving from just merely talking about my daily stuff to something a little bit bigger than me. And hopefully it still is. And hopefully, you know, my point is, I'm besides reporting to you what's going on in my life, I'm really hoping that my personal experience or my personal curiosity, wanting to find out about other things, would end up being something that is helpful for you, hopefully. Or even doesn't have to be helpful. It's just that if you can connect with me, that is the main thing. And that was my main goal. Plus, I also send out a bunch to several podcasters two questions that I'll be hopefully compiling. So far I have one reply, but it's still early. You can still send that in. If you're a listener, if you're a podcaster as well, and if you didn't get that email, you know, I'm doing this like in between jobs. So if you want to respond to me, my question was, first is, why did you start your podcast if you are a podcaster? And second of all, what is your goal? What is your ultimate goal that you want to achieve in your podcast? And that would probably, those two would probably be a good reason to tie into why did you start it? Also, why are you still continue doing it? And I'm going to try to look for this. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm doing this. So maybe I can talk about something else while I... Let me see. I'm looking into. We're talking. Okay, it's kind of funny. We were looking at. Okay. Here it is. I found it. Oh, I'm glad. Thank goodness. I was asking. No. Adam said in his show that we podcasters show or portray ourselves as how we want ourselves to be portrayed. No, no. Yeah, you know, we put out a personality, even if it's not a character, we put out a side of us that we want to share with other people. We put out a face that we would like other people to see. That is mostly true. And that is true pretty much in real life as well, because you do present yourself in a certain way to a certain group of people, and then you probably present a different side of you to a different group of people. So that is what got me thinking. And I'm putting my computer away, sorry. And that is why I feel like podcasting is still such a great thing. You don't have to agree with me, but for me, I'm still very excited about this medium. It's something that get me thinking without you realizing. And that is my goal, is to hopefully there are things that I do on online podcasts that would eventually get you started thinking or dealing, or just sometimes to just simply connect. You can identify what I'm going through, whether it's a joyful moment or whether it's a sorrowful moment. Mostly joyful for me, and that's, you know, part of my personality, and that's mostly the side that I would like to portray myself too. But today I'm going to break it down a little bit and talk about the side that you rarely get to see about me. Close friends get to see about me. I mean, very close friends. Not a lot of people get to usually see the not so good side of myself. I know I have the reputation, and because of how I put myself out there and how I, the perception of through my show from other people is mostly, oh, he's a nice podcaster and he's, you know, he's happy and he's nice, he's all dandy. Of course, that is not true. And now I'm going to talk about that in a little bit in depth in a moment. But Adam's comment about that show really get me started thinking. And then that got me into thinking about how honest or how true are we as podcasters putting ourselves out there. You can talk about this whole Richard Bluestein, Madge Weinstein situation. There's a persona there when Richard Bluestein's portray Madge, but there's also something really, really real when it comes to Madge Weinstein. The emotions, the life of Richard Bluestein is pretty much Madge's. And I've met both Madge Weinstein as well as Richard, and they are significantly different, but they are also significantly similar. There is always Richard in the character Madge Weinstein. And so there are, you know, the reason why I pull up that character is because, you know, that is the one that came up to my mind. And of course, Madge is probably one of the most successful podcasters out there and also known for good and bad reasons to a different group of people. But I think it's the reality that really got me excited about podcasting. And I still think that no matter how small a slice of your life you're sharing, and whether or not it is completely honest and open, that's a different thing. But this tiny little slice that you want to share, as long as that part is honest and genuine, people would get it. And that's why people connect. And that's why you listen to the show. I'm sure it's because you can connect in some way or other. You know, you can just connect with me because of my experience, or if you like Asian guys. which, by the way, I've been listening to ohmypod.net a lot, and I've been really liking it. And I want to say thank you to Peter from Oh My Pod, and also hi, Pinoy Boy. But I want to say thank you to Peter, because I did not think or really give much thought to, is that a phone ringing? No. I haven't given much thought about using my hard drive and leaving my hard drive plugged in all the time. I think I've, you know, screwed up my old hard drive, but I'm not going to go into it. So thank you for giving me the tip. Now I do turn my hard drive off, and I only turn it once a week to back up. So thank you, Peter from ohmypod.net. And if you like technology stuff and you like interesting conversations, you can go over to listen to ohmypod.net with Peter and Pinoy Boy. So coming back, and honesty, I think honesty and is for this kind of podcast, or for mine, my podcast in particular, honesty and also genuine sharing is probably the key. Hopefully people will be able to connect because of that. Now, let's go back to the point about you portray me, you meaning the podcasters, portray the part that we want to be perceived as. You know, we want people to know us as a sweet, nice person which is typically what I get from other people. Yes, obviously I want that. But I am not only portraying that because I want people to think of me as a nice person. I'm mostly a nice person, I hope. I'm mostly nice, and I have this personality. People who know me would know that comes through the podcast as just as a slice of me. Even though you don't get to see a lot of me, maybe you get to listen to maybe 30 minutes to an hour of my life per week. That is not a whole lot. So there are downtimes too, which is what I'm going to go into. Is there are downtimes. I'm not always this perky, and for as a performer and as a podcaster, as some of you who started your own podcast would realize, if you speak like you would normally to some friends over the phone or somebody in your real life on a podcast, you probably sound very dead. So you kind of have to push that energy a little bit up, and I've talked about it several times, is, you know, every time I do a show, I hit the record button, and I have to kick myself and give myself about 110% energy before I start talking. Now, does it make it fake? Not really, because when you get this is part of being a podcaster. It's not just a real life, but it is a slice of a real life. I know I'm getting confusing now. It is a slice of a real life, but you do have to dress it up a little bit. Otherwise, I wouldn't put any introduction song in there, because it still is a show. You're not getting my life entirely. And today, I decide to share with you the downside, or the downtime, the side that you don't usually get to see, and the side that I typically don't want other people to see. Because I have always been and we're going to revisit some history. You know, our past really forms and shapes us and molds us to who we are today. I believe that. I am that kind of person whom everybody comes to. Well, not everybody. Most of my friends who are comfortable with me would come to me to talk to me about their problems. I've always been that person. I'm like the counselor. And because of that, I don't have much opportunity to go up to someone to talk to them about stuff like that. Now, I have very rare few friends that I would share that very intimately. I would say less than a handful. I'm very blessed for those that I can talk to that way. I'm thankful that I do have somebody that I can talk to that way, but not a whole lot. The one that I can think of very clear in my head is obviously Bruce. He is the one that I can talk to about everything, because he, besides being a partner of mine, a lover, my hubby, he's also a best friend. We talk a lot, and we can talk about everything, and so that's very nice. But you know, what if the things involved him? Not that there are things bad about him, but it's just that, you know, there are things and he's not always there. And so there are times that you also need to have other friends to talk to. And I'm also blessed that I also have those friends. And you probably know who you are. And I'm thankful for that.
Wink, wink. Hong Kong.
So, That is what I'm going to talk about. But I'm going to talk about specifically about what do you mean by downtime? What do I mean downtime when I talk about downtime? That is when I get cranky. You don't get to hear it typically. I do get cranky. I'm not going to go into full detail about what my downtime things are, but I just want to kind of do a bit of a reality check. I do get cranky. I do get angry. People always ask me, do I get angry? Yes, I do. I do get frustrated. I do get annoyed. I do get, you know, it's all human stuff. I do get horny. I can't believe I'm saying that. But yes, I do. I do. Because I'm human. Hello. I do get busy. Well, that's usual. I am thinking about all the I word, you know. I get down. I don't feel, I haven't really, I've been blessed to not have the feeling of loneliness. I talk about that when I was in North Carolina, that that is probably the worst feeling. And that really also have Brad from 773 podcast. Is that right? Yeah, 773 podcast. And if you listen to 773podcast.com, go there and listen to it. His introduction is actually me butchering the name of his podcast. It's really awful, but I'm kind of glad that he used that because it's nice. So I talk about loneliness. I at times I do feel lonely, but most of the time I don't because I'm busy and I live with Bruce. And so, you know, I always have somebody there. And I do get, I do feel, this is the one that I'm going to go into detail about. I feel inferior, and I won't go into too much detail because it does involve another person, which is my brother, that is. Not that everything is coming from there, but I want to tell you about my fatness. Why do I think of myself as, why am I so self-conscious about my body image? And also how skewed my body image is, which is really not true. But there's like different levels of fatness for me. And two things linked back to my childhood. I was a fat kid. I believe about 10 years old is when I started getting really fat. And I got really, really fat when I was 12 and 13. And at that time, I was teased a lot, but I thought that it was fun. And I ate a lot. And I used to think that, oh my gosh, I'm really cool because I can eat two bowls of this noodles. And yeah, I did think so. It sort of is true. Still, I still like my food, but I've been doing much better lately. Anyway, so I was a fat child, and that obviously has something to do with why I think of myself as fat. There are many people out there who are telling me that I'm not fat. For me, I am, because I have my own personal ideal, and my personal ideal is, it's been shifted. I used to be like 150 pounds was my personal ideal, but I think that was a little bit too skinny though. And I'm not those sweatshop bunny. Gosh, do I have to go into this detail? Sweatshop bunnies, gym bunnies. So, you know, I don't work out, right? And I don't exercise, and I'm not buff, and I don't have muscles, and blah, blah, blah. So, first of all, all the weight that I have, I usually just fat. And so, I'm talking about my personal body weight, and I'm not the people who go to the sweatshop a lot, which is the gym. I don't want to explain that. In the future, I'll talk about why I call it sweatshop. And So 150 pounds was my ideal. And then I realized that as you age, you kind of have to change your ideal a little bit. So now 170 pounds is what I'm striving for. So yeah, that's about 20 pounds I have to lose. I was up to 196 at one point. Now I'm down to, last time I weighed myself, I was 189. So I'm bye-bye 90s. I don't know. I'll gain it all back. I don't know. And so, because I'm, 20 pounds over what I want myself to be. I really want it to be 165, but it's too far for me. So I'm going to make the 170 mark first, and then I'll maybe go to 165. And so, because, you know, if you're 165, you still have 5 pounds to gain before you get over your ideal. So 170 maybe is the ideal weight. And unless I start to go to the sweatshop and then I get muscle weight, then I'll change my ideal again. But the problem is I cannot fit into my old pants, and I want to. So that's the reason why I'm fat. And I don't think there are different levels of fatness. You know, if you have 10 pounds of fat, that is still fat. If you have 50 pounds of fat, that is still fat. And for me personally is, yeah, I like to joke about it because I used to be, I feel like a trans fat. I think I mentioned that before on my, one of my posts. I don't think I mentioned it online though. I mean, on the show. I feel like I'm a trans fat. This is a bad joke. I feel like I'm a trans fat. I am a skinny person trapped. No, shit. I just butchered it. Oh yeah. I'm a skinny person, trapped in a fat body. So that, you know, that's why I'm trans fat, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's tranny rack. That's for you. And so I'm a trans fat. And so I've always had, that's not really true, but I always feel no matter how much I weigh, I still feel like a fat person in my head. And because I get teased as a fat person, as a fat child, that definitely has something to do with how I portray myself, my confidence level, and also my, you know, my confidence level when it comes to my look. I'm very shy about it. I'm very self-conscious about it. I think I talked about this before, and Archer and I would definitely connect there, is that I'll say just for me for now, I never once thought that I was attractive before until a long, long time, until I started to see Bruce. He was the one who made me realize that I'm actually am capable of being attractive. And that's, you know, simply because I'm the funny person. I'm always the funny one. I'm always the one cracking jokes and making fun of myself as a joker. That is a form of escape. Is I make jokes about my fat. I make jokes about my the things that I don't do well. I make jokes about my facial features that I do not like. I make fun about things that things that I would be worried about other people condemning me or criticizing me. So it's sort of like a protector. It's like a shield. I make that as a joke, and therefore it's upfront. I already said that I'm fat, so don't come and make fat jokes about me. Let me make the fat jokes, and then it'll be fine. So that's my fat part of the side that you don't usually get to hear or see. You know, plus, you know, I also get, you know, all this other stuff, this human things. I get sad, I cry, and I'm not one of those people who do not feel like it's, you know, cannot let the emotions out. I do let my emotions come out in public, especially sadness or when I'm touched, something that is soft like that, I let it out. When I learned that my coworker died, this was last year, and I made a recording of it. I don't know what number it was, but it was named Death. You can go back and listen to it. You can actually hear me. I was so, drenched. I don't know. It was like, was I crying? I don't even know whether or not I was crying, but I just felt like I was soaking in this big sponge, and I'm, you know, it's all sadness around me. I'm just drenched with sadness. So when I learned about my coworker dying, she's the same age as me. She died not natural, but it's not homicide or anything. I think it was like clogged or something in her head. I don't even know what it's called now. But she just died. She went to sleep, and then the next day she never did wake up. She just died overnight. And she's the same age as me, and I was expecting her. You know, I work with her every single day. And on a Tuesday, because the Monday was a holiday, and on a Tuesday I learned that she died. And I cried. I was just bawling in front of all my other coworkers. The other girls cried. And, oh gosh, that's coming back to me. That's kind of sad still. So I'm one of those people who let my emotion out, especially when it comes to sadness or sweetness. When something is really sweet or, oh, that is so sweet, I would cry. So that is a side that you may not have seen me before, or think of me being able to have that sort of reaction. But I do, and I do get sad, and I'm not always a happy person. And I have my downtimes too. And Steve Horace, one of my great friends, he's online with me all the time. We chat all the time online. And he is probably one of the ones who would actually get to see my real life emotion. Sometimes I have uptime, sometimes downtime, sometimes I'm tired, sometimes I feel cranky, sometimes I. So the shows that you're getting, most of the, especially the funny ones, silly, stupid ones from me, is only a slice that I probably would like to present to you. And that's why I think it's significant for Adam to say that it's what we want for my listeners to see. Yes, it's the happy side that I want to present to you. Why? Because I feel like when I'm capable of having that joy and that crazy fun time is when I want to share it with other people. Because I do know that in reality, not everyone can have that sort of craziness and fun and enjoy that moment. And maybe that 30 or 50 minutes of my craziness will somehow touch one person out there that will make their lives 20, 50, 30 minutes maybe a little bit easier to go by. And if that is done, I don't know whether that is done, which show touch who, but I have received many emails that I can for sure tell at least I have touched one person throughout this 2 years, definitely more than one person, in a very small way sometimes. It's just that, this is including Penang Hokkien, you know, the Penang Hokkien show that I do, which is just a bunch of people talking about crap and we laugh. But to some people, I get very touched by those people who send me email, especially to Penang Hokkien, a show that I don't expect to get that sort of email, telling me that, that is the 30 minutes or that's the 50 minutes that I look forward to on Monday because my life sucks. So those are the things that I feel was one of the motivation for me to continue doing what I'm doing. And when I'll touch about this next time around, if I remember, if I don't, yeah, listen to this one. I will talk about what keeps me going in the next the show 200, which is coming up, which I feel like is another milestone for me. And I'll talk about why I continue doing the show. I'll talk about what keeps me going and also why I started this show and also what is the ultimate goal for online podcast. And we'll also, interestingly, hopefully I'll be getting some feedback from other podcasters. I would like to just see, and it doesn't always have to be something serious and something deep. I'm getting a huge spectrum of podcasters to respond to me. Hopefully I'll get back a few. I already got back one. Thank you, Stephen. I believe it's Stephen, yeah, from Pink Mafia Radio. And the rest of you can still mail it in. If you're too lazy, go to onlinepodcast.com and actually do a MyChingo. Oh, you know what? That reminded me of something else too. If you are a user of MyChingo, especially if you are a podcaster or if you're a blogger, if you do enjoy using MyChingo, I'm going to be putting a link on this show that you can help, because the developer I also know in person is running out of fund. You know, he's doing this he's like an individual developer doing this, and he has to pay for all the bandwidth and all that. So if you can, you know, donate $5, especially if you're a podcaster and you really enjoy using the MyChingo message, I'll provide a link for you. If you may already have it, I'll provide a link on the website. So if you want to donate for him, or if you've been thinking about donating for Michael, who is the developer of MyChingo, please go and do so. MobaTalk is the new system now. So I encourage you to go donate something for him. I don't think if he even minds if it's $1. A dollar from 10 of you is $10 already. A dollar from 20 of you is $20. So it's good. $1 if you want to donate $5, $15. Doesn't have to be something great, big, as long as all of us chip in some. Because I really like the MyChingo system. I think for people who, especially from out of area who do not, like out of the country, for instance, can leave me messages just using their computer system. So go to my website and check out the MyChingle donation link. I'll be putting it on my website, and hopefully you do your part too, especially if you're a podcaster and do enjoy using MyChingle. So for those of you, going back to my topic, for those of you who want to respond, if you are a podcaster and you want to respond to those two questions, why did you start in the beginning, and also what is your ultimate goal? And, you know, in between those two, you can also talk about why you continue doing it, which is, I think those two answers would probably give me some idea of why you continue to do a podcast still. And so that said, I also have a tiny bit. Oh my gosh, it's getting long.
Sorry.
But this should be done in about 5-10 minutes. So inferiority. I sometimes do feel inferior, and I want to talk about this maybe not in great length and detail, but I grew up in a family where my parents do not, and they never give me any pressure, or they do not compare me with my brother or my sister. I'm the youngest in the family. I know sometimes my codependency, sometimes those of you who really know me well, would know that my codependency sometimes give people the idea that I'm the eldest child because I try to fix everything. At least I try. Not that I can, but I try to. Part of the reason why I do this show also, because I want to bring a voice to gay Asian community as well, especially gay Malaysian. And that is... I lost my train of thought. What was going with that? Yeah. So, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah. I feel inferior. I feel sometimes, I grew up in a family and they never give me pressure and all that. And I'm the youngest in the family. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm the youngest in the family. And you know, you look up to your siblings, your older siblings. And my brother specifically, because I'm a boy too, I'm a boy in the family. And so he is the one that is always excelling in almost everything he does. And I know he doesn't listen to the show. He probably doesn't, but I don't care if he does. But what I'm trying to say is there's nothing bad about him at all. In fact, it's something good. I feel like, you know, he has such high standards that I'm always feeling inferior. And I don't know if that happens to you, any one of you out there listening to this at all. But because of that, I feel like I'm not good enough. And that started when I was a child. So it's really, it's a habit, it's something that I always fall back to, is to compare myself with my brother, and I know I'll lose. That sort of feeling. I'm sure he doesn't think so, and he doesn't even probably think about that. But that definitely is still in me. You want to call it a scar, or if you want to call a cloud or that shadow, is definitely still there. Every once in a while, it crept up. Professionally, as well as, there are several things. I don't want to go into detail, but yeah, it really comes up sometimes, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel inferior. It makes me feel like I'm not good enough. Like everything that I'm doing, you know, my podcast is not good enough. The work that I do during the day is not good enough. What I'm doing at work at my part-time job is not good enough. And everything comes back. And I have to stop and remind myself that that's not true. Because if I don't do that, obviously I'm going to sink into this whole black hole of self-loathing. And it's not helpful. But that is the part that you probably don't get to see a lot of myself. And most of you would probably think that I'm a very confident person. Most of the time, I am. But every once in a while, the scar would sort of hurt a little. And then that would draw me down into this time where I feel like I'm completely idiot. I'm stupid. I'm you know, those are really kind of harsh, bad words for one to tell themselves, but that's what happens to me. You know, I'm just setting it out here and letting you know that no matter how much you think that I'm a confident person, I have my downtime. I have my down moment, and that is when I feel like I am useless, I'm not good enough. That is when I decided to quit doing podcasting, is because I'm not good enough. Because I've been doing this for a long time, and there are times that you feel, it's been a long time since I have to feel that, because it's been, I think, maybe a year that I had to, well, maybe less than that, but I've been hearing from some of you all the time. And that keeps me going. That really is a motivation for Peter from OhMyPod.net. He can totally relate to that too. And I probably told Peter about that briefly, but I haven't. This is like a confession that, you know, at some point I just feel like I don't know if I'm doing anything at all. What am I doing? What is the goal? And that's when I started to think about what is the goal of online podcasts. And so it even happens to the show. And so it happens to me. And this is a side that I usually don't portray out there, because I feel like most of the time I want to represent myself as a positive person and to share the fun, the joy moment of my life, and also to not stress on the negative. And we already have a lot of negative to deal with. But sometimes admitting it that to the public and also to yourself that, yes, I have my human being moment also. I have my downtime. I have my reality check, and I am just like you, exactly like you. Don't go around thinking that, yes, that's the person that he is all the time, which is happy all the time. No, I'm not. And I get sad, I get angry, I get horny, I get lonely, sometimes not so much. I get busy, I get angry. Oh, I said that already. I don't know why I want to use the Y word though. Maybe because of horny. I just want to say that. I do. Hello. I'm a healthy human being. What do you think, honey? So this is one of the downsides, and I feel confused, I feel insecure, I feel inferior, and all those kind of complex. I call it the fat complex and the inferiority. I kind of say the word inferiority complex. Did I say that right? Blech. Well, anyway, I'm Asian, so I am entitled to speak English. So shut up. And that would be one side that I feel that I don't get to usually tell you, but I want you to know that I also feel silly. I feel incompetent. Not all the time, but sometimes. And some of my closer friends will probably get to see the very, very close friends. I'm talking about less than 5 people in this whole wide world. Well, now more of you know about it. You don't probably want to see me when I'm in that situation or in that condition, but at least you know that you're not alone, and I'm definitely not alone. Maybe there are people out there who's never had to feel that way. More power to you, but I'm definitely not one of them. So I want to thank you again for listening. I want to thank you for allowing me to do what I like to do, which is to talk to you, and also allowing me to admit to you that I'm just human. And I want to give a shout out to a listener who's recently just came back from Australia. I'll probably just use his first name, Ben. Thank you for that email. And one of these days, I would like to have you and your boyfriend talk to us. He came back from Australia. I believe his boyfriend is in Australia. And so I would like to talk to you about your experience in this relationship. You know, many years, strong relationship. And so I'd like to talk to you about that. I would also like to talk about In the future, I'll be, after the 200th show, I'll be doing some storytelling, not my own story. And you would know why in the next show. I'll talk about the goal of the show and I'll explain why I'm doing that. I've been collecting stories from other people and I just want to find the right moment to do it. I think the moment has arrived. The moment has come. So I would like to tell you other people's stories through my show, through my voice, my physical voice, but of their writings, because there are people through many situations are choose not to use their own voice, and I totally understand, and I still appreciate that you write such personal things for me, to me at first, and then for me to share with other people. Of course, when I hear very interesting stories, I ask, can I share that with the listeners? And of course, most of the time they would say yes, as long as I don't mention their names and don't, make it public and give up their email address and stuff like that. So thank you for letting me share the stories. I think about names. I don't want to go into names that is too easy to identify. So there are two stories that I would like to share after the 200th show, and I'll talk more about that when the moment comes. But thank you so much, all of you, for listening. And I want to say another big thank you to Jab for his generous donation to online podcast again. I truly, truly, truly appreciate that. And it just makes, it shows signs of appreciation and also lighten the burden, financial burden. Well, not really a burden, but I do have to pay for the show and stuff. I don't ask for money, but if you want to donate, you can. You don't have to pay $1 for each show, whatever. But if you have the spare change, you can do that too. And also, don't forget to donate for Michael from who's the developer of MyChingo. So especially if you use that system. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you check out my video podcast, last week's video podcast. Go check that out on onlinepodcast.com. You can leave me a MyChingo or MyChingChong or my Homo Talk or Mobile Talk message on there. Or you can call me 206-888-JOHN and leave me a message there too. Or write me email online@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.